this is the pilot with, I mean, within thousands of dollars, not millions. And it, if the answer is no, it's no, but then it all goes away. There's nothing to be built on this. It's the DRI goes away, all of that stuff, pedestrian plaza, all that, it just can't happen.
Also, the governor's behind this, right?
Yeah, that's what.
And the mayor behind this, and the city's behind this, correct? So it seems.
Yes. The governor's office understood all of this economics when we presented as part of the DRI application. You know, the DRI application was applied for by the city, but they needed a priority project to kind of show that the private sector was willing to put in money and that the public sector is going to match with their $10 million. But the state wasn't really willing to put in $10 million if they don't see the private investment coming in. So this project was the linchpin in helping get that. If this goes away, which it can, this is your prerogative.
Well, that money really is it our prerogative, or do you not have to ascertain the approval from all the municipalities plus the school system?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that that's our biggest
thing. It's not just our yelling, we're walking away.
We're not.
Okay?
We are not.
We're tired of hearing it.
The Army is asking.
Nobody said that.
Nobody said that.
I think it was just said.
No. I mean,
he's saying it to pilots.
Okay.
Listen. We could go up and down and round and round. Joe, all due respect, I've never seen a project or a deal that there wasn't a little bit of wiggle.
There's a little.
Otherwise, there's no reason for you to be here and to go after the project.
Right.
So how about we get together with our board, put together some concerns, maybe send you back. Would it be okay to go back to pre-screen and work in there and see if you can find some sort of happy medium to address the concerns of the board members?
Sounds great.
So could I ask also just a question of, you know, I'm relatively new to all of you and how this all works, but so my understanding, at least from our perspective, is that, you know, this often, when projects come before you that don't traditionally fit into your model, they are considered deviated pilots. And it then gets forwarded to the municipality, the school district, and the county legislature to kind of work out the details of what those communities will require in that pilot in connection with the IDA. Is that generally how you all would see this working as well? That, or are you going to take this on and work out the details and not deviate and not send it to the city, the school district, and
the
county?
The way I understand it is, you know, you can correct the lawyers. We get to a point where we come up with an agreement, that there's some wiggle room that's exercised, and we have an agreement. That gets put together into a proposal that then goes for a public hearing, a huge public hearing, or not. After the public hearing is when we go to the county, to the city, and to the school district to say, here it is, we made some adjustments as a result of the public hearing, here it is. They certainly have the ability to come back and say, yeah, we're okay, but you've got to change this, you've got to change that. They don't go back to square one if we've already kind of indicated we're okay with it up to this point. But there could be some additional things that one of those entities have been asking for. Is that essentially how our deviated pilot works?
Well, I mean, the key is that municipalities have to prove it. To be honest, when you look back, the developers negotiated directly to the municipalities. We didn't do that. They come to us and say, they came, right? They come back to us and say, this is the pilot structure.
And so that's what I'm trying to figure out is that, you know, we had
we said we prepare the resolution, our office prepares the resolution, but the building is understanding what the deal is, what the structure is.
So how do you get around three entities having to pay us as a three degrees of thinking about it?
We plan on going to the city next.
Yeah. And so that's what I'm trying to get a kind of a handle on, because we've been negotiating, we've already had some discussions with the school district and some with the county. And so if we come up with a plan that works for the three entities, you don't like it. Or should we be waiting for you to give us your plan? And that's where I was a little confused.
Joe,
we haven't had any walk in the park projects this morning.
Yeah.
I'm a guy who likes to see people working. I don't like ultimatums. Please don't anybody make ultimatums. I've had guys with projects come in here and tell me they have $2 million invested, and if they don't get anything, then they're going to leave. And Mike Hamm usually opens the door for them to leave. Like anything else, you ask.